From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Just in time for the holidays, a literary feast. More than 400 pages of mostly vintage short fiction by Saul Bellow have just been published under the title Collected Stories. Alan Chews has a review.
For this occasion, Bellow has chosen a baker's dozen of pieces, two of them being novellas, The Bellarosa Connection and A Theft, which previously appeared in individual editions. But even without these long pieces to anchor the volume, the book would still figure as one of the most rewarding collections of the year. A number of the stories, such as the recent By the St. Lawrence and The Old System, focus on what one character identifies as nostalgia, subjectivism, inwardness. In stories such as these, the characters ruminate with such force about the past that the heat and pressure creates indelibly beautiful sentences on the page. And then there are what I would call the memory in action stories, which for Bella doesn't mean car chases and bandits on horseback, but rather portraits of real people moving through time. For all of the intensity of the prose in the first variety of stories, this second sort of Bella work for me is the finest and most important. Several of these stories will endure in the American canon, such as Something to Remember Me By, set in Chicago in 1933. This one, an initiation narrative, a father's story told to his son, and my candidate for the best piece of short fiction Bellow has written. On a winter afternoon, with the temperature hovering just above zero, and his mother lying at home terribly ill, a young Chicago boy sets out to run an after-school errand that turns into a beautifully etched little odyssey around the city, involving sex, death, and transformation. Something the father wants the son to remember him by, and a delicious portion of what we'll remember Bellow for.
The book is Collected Stories by Saul Bellow. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.